From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Friday, December 7th, 2018. And on this day, Skowhegan High School's Indian mascot is the last of its kind in Maine, and many Penobscots and other members of Maine tribes want it retired. We'll look at the discussion over the mascot and why it is so important to some people. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light, now through December 31st. MaineGardens.org.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is relaxing Obama-era nutrition standards for school lunch programs. The major change in the rule announced yesterday halves the amount of whole grains that students need to be served. Jennifer Mitchell has some details.
At the moment, the majority of the grains in every noodle, bun, and biscuit must be whole grain. The new rule says only half such products need to be whole grain rich.
Haven't seen the final guidance on how they're going to measure that. If they're going to measure that 50% for the week, 50% for the day, 50% of the items. So kind of waiting to see how that's going to come across.
But Maine Department of Education Director of Child Nutrition, Walter Beasley, says it's likely that most, if not all, Maine lunchrooms will change their menu to include more refined grains, such as white pasta or white rice. One food service director who is displeased with the change is Jane McLucas with Portland Public Schools. She says kids have been eating all whole grain products for the last 5 years, and changing now would amount to a rollback in nutrition education. And she says it's just going to make it harder in the long run for lunchrooms that want to go all whole grain.
I think that manufacturers are going to stop backing off of the products that they've been producing for us. And we're 5 years down the road, we're not going to be able to get the whole grain products anymore.
Another change is to the target sodium reduction levels set by the previous rules. Walter Beasley with DOE says the new rules ease the phased-in targets over the next 7 years. The previous final target of 640 milligrams to 740 milligrams of sodium in school lunches by 2022 has been dropped in favor of a less stringent target of 935 to 1,080 milligrams of sodium by 2025. Also, flavored milk with a higher fat content will be allowed. USDA says it modified the rules to help local school districts that had struggled to meet the previous guidelines. The new rules take effect July 1st, 2019. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.
A long simmering debate over Skowhegan High School's use of an Indian mascot is once again headed for a showdown. 3 years after the local school board rejected calls to retire it, leaders from the Penobscot Nation and other Maine tribes are asking the board to reconsider. They say it's offensive. But the small town's identity is closely associated with Native history, even though nearly all of its residents are white, and part of that history includes the bloody massacre of more than 150 Indians by colonial British troops. Susan Sharon has more.
The massacre at Norridgewock, which occurred just a few miles from Skowhegan, pitted the French against the English over contested lands occupied by Native Maine tribes. The British wanted the fertile farmland to expand New England settlements. They also wanted to capture or kill Father Sebastian Rall, a Catholic priest who befriended the Abnaki Indians. In August of 1724, 200 troops launched a surprise attack on the Native village on the banks of the Kennebec River. Father Rall was the first of many casualties.
And they were shooting everybody, women and children, and then taking their scalps. Everybody that was dead, they were taking their scalps. The river ran red with their blood.
Barry Dana is a former chief of the Penobscot Nation who learned growing up that one of his ancestors had survived the massacre and, along with other survivors, sought refuge on an island in the Penobscot River, which eventually became the Penobscot Reservation. The towns of Skowhegan and Norridgewock, meanwhile, sought to embrace their local history by keeping their native names. Skowhegan, according to one translation, means watching place for fish. It's home to what's been called the world's tallest Indian, a 62-foot sculpture of an Abnaki Indian carved by the artist Bernard Langley and dedicated in 1969 to the first people to use these lands in peaceful ways.
When I think of the name Skowhegan Indians, I think of pride, honor, and a great love for my community where I was born.
At a packed school board meeting Thursday night, local resident Judy York, who is not Native, said she feared that ending the use of the Indians' mascot would lead to erosion of the town's cultural identity.
Our town name is an Indian word. Do we have to change that? Our town logo brand is an Indian fishing. A person fishing should not be an offense. Do we have to change that? Our town even commissioned a famous artist to build a sculpture to honor our heritage. Shall we burn that down?
Tribal leaders say the town's name, its seal, and its statue are symbols that are distinctly different from the dehumanizing use of the high school's mascot, especially in a school district that has only a dozen Native American students left. And while white students at Skowhegan High School are divided about the issue, senior Adele Belanger says she's embarrassed by the mascot, the last one of its kind in use in Maine.
I went to Girls State over the summer, which was a wonderful experience. However, when I told people that I was from Skowhegan, I had not the response I expected from some people. They frequently brought up the mascot and even mentioned like that the town was racist and whatnot.
And if tribal members find the mascot offensive, then senior Bailey Weston says it's disrespectful for the community not to honor their wishes.
I don't think that we really need the Indian to feel a sense of pride for our community.
But recent high school graduate David Grace says the school has already eliminated an Indian caricature and other imagery associated with the mascot. He told the board he doesn't want to give up the Indian name entirely.
You guys asking us more and more and more, it's not good for the community.
For more than a decade, the American Psychological Association has recommended the immediate retirement of American Indian mascots, symbols, images, and personalities by schools, athletic teams, and organizations, saying they perpetuate racist stereotypes and deny American Indians control over their own definitions. Skylar Louie, a 15-year-old member of the Penobscot Nation from Indian Island, says the white students who call themselves Indians have not experienced life on a reservation.
Although you guys do say you celebrate the heritage and the culture, but you don't. You don't celebrate it. You don't have socials. You don't have ceremonies. You don't do those type of things. You guys are only Indians for 4 years, and we're Indians for life.
They carry the inherited historical trauma of a bloody massacre in our own backyard, which will not be forgotten by them and should not be forgotten by us.
Dr. Susan Cochran, a family physician from Skowhegan, said she doubts many area residents know the history of the Norwich Walk massacre or understand how it might be perceived by Abnaki ancestors today. Every year, the Penobscots hold a ceremony recognizing the traumatic event. It's something former Chief Barry Dana says he could feel in his bones the first time he visited the site. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Friday, December 7th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.